It's not a very clear distinction. However, what you will notice is you can usually relate to one or two of the three M's, things that you do yourself. So be on the lookout. Ask yourselves, where do I distort reality? Where do I have distortions in terms of my evaluations, in terms of my thought, that lead to certain negative emotions that are unnecessary? Because if I restore rationality, I will not feel the same emotion to the same degree. So ask yourself as you look through the three M's. The three M's, essentially the three traps of irrational thought, the first one is magnifying. It's exaggerating something that happens. For example, it's overgeneral. You know, induction is something very natural. You know, a kid sees this and, you know, we call it a stool, and then they see another stool in the bar when they go out at the age of one, and then they see another stool, and after they see 20 stools, they begin to form a concept. They induce that this is a stool. And now they see one, even one that they had never seen before, they know what it is. Now, just like I see a person on the street whom I've never encountered before, I know this is a person because I induce from all the other events that happened before that this is also a person. So that's induction, that's healthy, that's important, that's how we develop concepts and language.